we'll see what the fuck happens.
What's funny is in the beginning, they're going to assume that it was a real metronome.
Well, they're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Because that didn't sound like a real metronome. It sounded like your mouse smacking.
Nope.
With the saliva moving, swishing around.
Bow, bow, bow. See, that sounded like a hi-hat. Nobody knows. It's impossible to know.
And nobody knows it but me.
Rolling. I would say Tuesday at 9:30. That'd be good. Or anytime after 2.
All right.
How's it sound over there for you?
Sounds good. You get on your headphone levels, it's like max. You want it down? How about now? This is about where I have mine.
Oh, I can't hear shit.
Yeah, I think I like mine a little bit right here.
I mean, I like to hear it. I like to feel it.
All right, we'll max it out.
And 9:30 a.m. I was gonna say p.m. That's silly.
Mm-hmm. What could possibly be more important than this right now?
Real work.
You son of a bitch.
But that's gone there, so it's already set. There's this cool thing that it's essentially I don't know. It's too technical for me to really understand, but it should be amazing.
Be anything.
Exactly. You know, I can't give it all out of the bag, you know.
Yeah, it's a dildo, isn't it?
It's a dildo. So I was thinking, right? So we put all those ideas in that Excel sheet, or you did. So I was thinking that either we wrote them down and threw them in a hat or a bowl or something. We just literally just picked one out and then just went off of there.
Ooh.
Just off the cusp. That's an idea. Another idea is obviously maybe choosing one and thinking about it a little bit, and then, you know, so I guess it's like, do you want that more shoot from the hip reaction, or do you want to have some thought provoked?
I say we just fuck around with it and see.
Well, today there's obviously just going to be fucking around and just shooting from the hip.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering in general.
Feeling real left out without a beverage right now.
And this podcast is sponsored by La Crux.
We'll have give us real money. We'll say your name correctly.
We'll have to edit that part out. Oh, that's Snapchat.
Oh, is that your wife?
No, it's Mana, my cousin. She's sending me a picture of her dirty feet because she walks around outside in her socks because she lives in Indiana.
I was just going to ask if she lives in West Virginia, but Indiana
West
also
Virginia,
fits that.
Country road.
Mountain mama.
Okay, so what of those wonderful ideas that we had earlier would you like to talk about?
Let's see. We can either go down the line. I don't think we're going to cover all of them this podcast.
Oh, no. I was thinking more of like, oh, we can cover one in some detail. And then if we got to the end, then get another one.
All right. Let's, there's some good ones here.
I agree. I think we had some fun options.
Which one stands out to you?
I don't know. I can't even see them. They're in front of me.
God damn it.
I mean, I could look at my phone, but I'm busy. I'm busy drinking the beverage that I have. Straight from the podcast. How you doing today? Oh, hold on. How you doing today? Go ahead. You're on the air.
Is that a queef?
I think that was a queef. He hung up.
Of course he did.
Because he didn't know what was happening. He probably thought this was a fucking radio station.
He probably thought you were doing your fucking podcast.
Like and, he got scared because he's like, I don't want to be on this. I don't want to be on this. He's going to text me in a minute and be like,
what the fuck? All right, well, let's see.
Okay, so what is, shoot the list. Say the list a lot.
All right.
It'll help the audience also know what to expect in future fun.
There we go. All right, that sounds like a good idea. Well, do we talk about the name of our podcast first?
Sure, what's the name?
So far what we have is Amateur Hour, and well, so far it's living up to that name.
Yeah, I like the string that's hanging across the
Don't touch my string.
I think this
is weird. It's coming from between my legs, like, and it's bloody.
Wow.
I mean, it's red like blood. It's not bloody.
I feel like it was before it was set differently, and it looked better. I don't know what happened. It all went to shit. This really is Amateur Hour.
Sure is. All right. So, whoever's listening, if you like that name, that's great. If you don't, come up with something better, but I don't want to hear any complaints without solutions. So
could be the name of the podcast. No complaints without solutions.
We'll table it. All right.
Awesome.
So the topics that we have written down, it's going to be like a rolling thing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, sure. So far what we have is shopping cart returning. So these are like your thoughts on these topics. So that changing room fashion shows, mm-hmm. splitting a check by items, fish lunches in the office. Your thoughts on being a grammar Nazi, i.e. correcting there, and there. There.
There.
Speaking of which, Hopewell has a beer called there, and it's pretty delicious.
Is it
a double IPA?
How is it spelled?
T-H-E-R-E.
There. So like, there. I think I would want that beer to not be correct, though. I feel like which I think is a great name for a beer. Mm-hmm. I think I would want to be like the wrong, either both theirs being different, like different theirs.
And then you drink until it looks right.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just not sure.
And I think I would have all three, though, because then you could do there.
Let's write a strongly worded letter.
I think that's a great idea. That's a very actionable item that this podcast has already created.
And you know what? Right underneath that is the subject of beer.
Oh.
So look how we look what we did there.
Folded right into it.
Nice little co-mingle.
Mm-hmm.
Dating in your 30s, that's probably
more that'll of a, be really
it's more
easy
of a me
for,
thing.
That'll be really easy for me. I've been married since 27. Yeah.
You found love in your 20s.
20 something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Camping out to see a movie, which I think is bullshit. Taking the line seriously before boarding a plane with assigned seats. Do you understand what I'm saying by that topic?
You're saying that I want to be on the plane first, even though I have an assigned seat that is going to put me wherever it is.
Like I want to get on the plane first before it takes off.
And you're not about that life?
I'm just like if somebody in front of me like insists on being in front, mm-hmm. or they're just queuing up and they look visibly annoyed by my presence behind them or beside them or however it mm-hmm. is how they queue up,
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, listen, I'm going to be on the same plane, going the same place, and it's going to be taxing at the same exact time. If you want to be first and get on 30 seconds before me, go nuts.
If you ain't first, you're last.
All right. So we know where you stand. All right. And adversely, jumping out of your seat as soon as the seatbelt sign turns off at the end of your flight. There's that. Morning drinkers. How early is too early?
Well, that, I mean, there's so much to that. There's so many variables.
There are, I agree. We'll save it for when we decide to talk about it.
Okay.
And Nickelback. Bet you like at least one song.
I'm through standing in line.
Because I never get in. It's like a bottom of the ninth.
That's, right. That song's just fun. I don't like, if you don't like that song, you're just being an asshole.
Right. And you obviously don't want to be a rock star.
Yeah. And I do want to be a rock star.
Everybody wants to be a rock star, Justin.
I don't know why you wouldn't like the song that says, I want to be a rock star. I mean, it speaks to your soul.
Exactly. All right. Which one do you want to tackle?
Of those. Let's see. Let's go with the. I think we have some. I think we have a different opinion on the plane situation.
Oh yeah.
Let's.
Sounds like we're gonna have a good old fashioned debate.
Yes, I agree. All right. So, scenario: you're getting on a American Airlines flight. The seats are already. You get your seat. You got it. It's B12 or whatever exactly. It is. So when they say, you know, boarding group, I don't even know, two, I feel like there's 16 boarding groups zones. Before the zone.
Yeah.
And you're like, so anybody that's ever bought a stuffed animal in the airport, you're free to board now. And then eventually they'll be like, okay, zone one, you can get on the plane. And I'm always like, how many fucking premium plans are there prior to just being, hey, I'm American Airlines, you know, card holder or some shit. I don't know. Yeah. I'm always baffled by that. But so once you get to your zone, the people that dive up to the front because they're like, I want in first. I need to get on first. My argument for this activity, for this thought process is if you are not checking a bag and you have a carry-on, you don't want to be the guy that has to check their bag anyways because you were one behind you, Jimmy. Jimmy got the last. Oh, we're not. We're good. You, sir, you can put that roller up top. But you, Justin, behind Jimmy, now you got to check that fucking thing. See, I don't care that it's free. I don't care that it's free. It's the principle of the matter. It's ridiculous.
So you just don't want to be that one person. You know how to go down to baggage.
Oh, you don't have to even go. Yeah, well,
yeah, yeah. You don't even have to do that. They bring it to you.
But afterwards, no.
They bring it to you right in the turn, like the. What's that thing?
They don't do that. That's a lie. You obviously you don't know
the ramp, the terminal, tunnel.
They don't do that.
They do that.
They don't, bro.
They just did it to me.
What? When?
Yeah.
When you went from Thailand?
Yeah.
Shut up. You're a fucking liar. That's a fucking lie.
But the last time I flew to Phoenix, they absolutely did that to me.
I think you're lying. I don't think they do that.
I'm not lying.
And if I had time.
No, you stand right in that little tunnel where you get out the plane.
I know what you're talking about.
Go right there and some dude with the yellow vest or lady comes up with your carry-on bag. Says, here you go.
No.
Yeah.
Lies. How do they know?
What do you mean how they know? There's a special tag on it.
Oh, I call that. That's so bullshit.
It's like an orange tag.
That I know is bullshit because I've seen them put the tag on my bag and it's not orange.
No.
And I've
gotten. You didn't fly American.
I did fly American. That's pretty much all I fly.
Well, listen. Obviously, it's not all you fly because you're queuing up to get on that bullshit plane. You fly Southwest.
Actually, I had not flown. I just flew Southwest, but I had not flown Southwest in 10 years or something. It's been a long time.
It's been a minute for me as well. I mean, I used to love Southwest. Here, being in Chicago and living where we live, it's just easier going to O'Hare.
Yeah, I think that's
try to avoid it.
That's the issue that I have too.
But generally, I'm a big fan of Southwest.
I mean,
bags fly free.
I've always left smiling and satisfied.
Yeah, they give you free food. Well, like peanuts or
no,
like the
no
Ritz crackers.
Are. They're pretzels.
Oh. Oh, yeah, too many people have a freaking allergy.
Are you mad at those people?
Dude, I love peanuts.
How often do you buy peanuts when you're at the grocery store?
Not very often.
Okay, so do you really love them?
Yeah, I mean, I love them on the plane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I want what I want, Justin. I also want ginger ale on the plane.
Oh,
I don't even know why, but I have to have
ginger ale on the plane every flight.
Yeah, like
I don't drink soda.
Yeah,
but I don't even drink like whiskey ginger. Like I don't even drink that normally. And if I'm on a plane, I'm drinking ginger ale or I'm drinking Makers and ginger. Like, that's, there's, I don't it's know. It's weird. It's the weirdest thing.
How did that happen?
I think a lot.
I don't think you and I are the only ones that feel this way toward ginger ale.
Agreed. I think that ginger ale is known, even though I don't know how much truth it is. It's like, oh, it like a stomach, like it doesn't upset your stomach kind of thing.
Settle your stomach.
So I think that people, and even though I'm completely fine on a plane, I'll take a nap. Like, it doesn't matter to me. I think that it's just like a subconscious, like, oh, well, you're, I don't know. Or maybe it just happened once, and then from that point on, I just had ginger ale. I got no idea.
Yeah. So basically what we're concluding is you're the little bitch that queues up to the on the line. Like, well, queues up for the plane to get there before everybody else.
No. I'm the guy that's in that, whatever, that boarding group. I bought a teddy bear before at the airport guy. That's, I don't want to fuck around with.
See, I don't understand this analogy.
I don't want to board with anybody except myself.
Where does the teddy bear come in?
No, I was saying that, like, there's all these reasons why you get to board before everyone else. And, like, I was making up a reason. Of, like, you bought a teddy bear at the airport before.
But there's so many legit reasons that you could have chose.
Yeah, well, I don't have any of those.
Being in the military.
I don't have that. I'm not a mother. I don't have children.
You're not a mother yet.
I don't have an elderly person that needs help. I'm not disabled in any way. Well, I am disabled in lots of ways. But I'm not disabled to where they'll let me on the plane early. So you got to pay more. But, you know.
So naturally, you have to buy a teddy bear to get on the plane early.
Yeah, pretty
much. Okay, all right. So then, are you the first one out of your seat after that plane lands?
So, God, no. Now that, on the other hand, is horrific. Are
we on the same page on something?
Holy shit. Those people, I want to get up and just stand in the aisle and, like, blockade these people. Oh, look it.
Does he want to talk now?
I don't know. We'll find out. Hey, Will, you're on the podcast. How you doing?
What's up, Will?
I'm doing well. How are you, Justin?
I'm doing great. Can you hear Jimmy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
A little bit.
A little bit. He couldn't hear you through
the
microphone.
I don't think he can hear me through the microphone. Yeah.
You'd have to speak louder. So, so we're talking about airplanes. What's your thought upon people that just hop out of their seat once the plane lands and then run to the front to get off first? What do you feel about that?
I feel they're jerks.
Yeah.
I get what they're doing, but unless you're at the front of the plane trying to rush to the front of the plane, I think they're jerks. Oh. They push everyone around.
What about the American way? If you're not first, you're last.
Well, unless there's a bomb on the plane. In which case, I would totally agree.
You're not allowed to say that.
Yeah, you can't say that, not even on a podcast. You're going to be put on the fucking black no-fly list.
Will's a terrorist.
Yeah, so what are you doing, Will?
Leaving the office.
Jesus. What time is it? It's like 9:30? 7:40? Okay.
All right. Still shitty.
Yeah, that's late.
Yeah, well, I had to get a whole bunch of clothes on. More money, more problems.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Will's balling out.
Oh, yeah. You got more money.
More money. Okay. Well, you know what we're doing.
Yeah. So should I just meet you at your place? Is that Jimmy's place?
Oh, yeah. We're in the podcast studio right now.
That's awesome. Right.
Then I'll be over there as soon as it parks.
Sure. Sounds good.
Right. Feed your cats first.
Yeah, don't forget to feed your cats.
Don't forget the what?
Feed the cats. Kasha's not home, so you better do it.
Oh, if your fiance comes home from her bachelorette party with the cats dead, she's probably not going to marry you, and then you have to give me a refund on on the tux that I bought.
dead cats. That'll end a wedding.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Duly noted.
Sounds good.
Alright.
Bye.
I'll see ya.
Bye. So that was our first call on the podcast. So we're pounding through all the...
And those cats ain't dying anytime soon.
No, those
are... Not from starvation, anyway.
No, those are fat cats. Those cats are massive. See, this is where we'll have to splice in a picture of those fat cats.
Yeah. Insert.
Oh my god. Here. What you should do is you should just get tape and make a box. And then you'll be able to use it as a screen. You'll be able to put things in it.
All right. You'll have to show me how that works.
Well, I don't know how.
God damn it.
But it does work that way.
All right. I guess you can learn anything on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Like podcasting. All right. Yeah. Okay. So those people are dicks that try to get up off the plane before they're even able to exit the plane.
I think we're all in agreement with that.
Yeah. Stop doing those. That. Those. These. Stop.
Don't be there. That person.
There.
Don't be that person. There or there or there.
Okay. Right, this is done.
What's done?
We're done.
You can't
be better than me on my own podcast.
What do you mean?
I mean, I guess it's our podcast. All right, fine. What do you want?
You have a dog. That's good.
I do. He wasn't supposed to be in here. I think we were supposed to shut that door. One of us dropped the ball.
I was already sitting because I was testing everything. I'm not going to take any responsibility for the door.
Shit. So what's on the horizon for the weekend?
So I'm going to be brewing.
That's... Ooh, me too.
Oh, really? Where are you going to be brewing?
Your place.
Oh, Lowell House.
Look at that.
Okay. So we'll probably see each other then.
If we don't, it would be a little weird.
Yeah, I would say that'd be odd.
What are we brewing?
We are brewing a hazy IPA, which is very interesting because the Pursuit... is having another beer competition, and the beer of choice is
the hazy IPA.
Correct.
No way.
Yes. Yeah, so
is that official?
That is official. I got the email today from Adam at the Pursuit. He sent it to all the brewers that brewed last time to give us kind of dibs upon like doing it. So I think this time what we need to do is, what are you doing there, dog?
Follow the directions.
Well, following directions is important. I agree with that idea. But I think what we need to do this time is enter multiple beers. Because we're multiply awesome. And there's multiple of us.
Two hazies.
Yeah.
I'm down.
So, yeah, brewers, our first brew contest went awesome. Thanks so much for your participation. We've had so much positive feedback that we were already planning the next one. It looks like our winner has picked a hazy / N-E-I... IPA, as in New England style IPA, for the next one. We will hone in on the date and figure out the details going forward, but stay tuned. Thanks, Adam. The Pursuit Supply Company.
Sweet. Yeah, so last weekend was our first competition, and it was a cream ale, which we both thought was a little odd choice.
That's because we didn't care to drink cream ales, yeah. And that's why we...
I don't know if anybody does, though. Who gets excited about a cream ale? That's what I want to know.
So, we certainly didn't. That's very apparent. So, one thing that I would say that one of the head brewmaster at Iris had mentioned was a cream ale is interesting because it's there's nothing to hide behind. What are you doing, dog? You want to hump my leg, don't you?
I think he just wants you to scratch his ass.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I don't do that for my own dog. But a cream ale, there's no way...
He has a way of breaking you down.
No, not going to happen. I've lived with a dog for 4 years now.
You didn't live with this dog, though.
Yeah, but I don't even care about this dog.
It's like, oh, yeah. I'm going to get swifty in here.
So, anyways, she was saying that a cream ale, you can't hide behind anything. Like, if you do an IPA competition, you have so much hops... Then like you can hide, like a lot of your procedure can be all hidden because you're you don't really need to have it to be clean and crisp and all those things because it just hides behind the hops. So which is interesting, which I understand, but it still didn't make me like get excited about a cream ale. The Stachia that we put in it did, and actually one of the other homebrewers asked me about how we did that. And I had shared that with them. So it's really cool building out that community of other homebrewers and kind of doing those things. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a competition, but it certainly didn't feel that way. I didn't feel like I was competing while I was there. I just generally was interested in what other people were brewing and what they thought about what we brewed.
Absolutely.
And which is funny that you mentioned that we didn't get excited about this cream ale until we added the pistachio. And... are the notes that we received from headmaster said,
yeah, so
that effectively made it not a cream ale.
That was our downfall of not making the beer that was up for competition. Mm-hmm. But we did enter, so we made a variant of the pistachio, or the we made a cream ale and we made a variant that was a pistachio variant. Correct. Which is what we entered into the official contest. But at the party tasting kind of thing, we had both beers, the regular cream ale and the variant, and people really liked the regular one, so that was good. Yeah,
they did, and I feel like it's partially my fault that we didn't win, because I was like, yeah, it's this regular cream ale, it's fine, it's a good beer, it doesn't excite me.
Yeah,
I think we should submit this pistachio one because it adds a little something something to it.
Something.
Yeah, not to be confused with the
little something Lagunitas.
Yeah. Sorry, Lagunitas.
We're gonna get sued for that one. Yeah.
No, they're not gonna hear this. It's fine.
I'm gonna send it. I'm gonna tweet this to them. Actually, I'll Snapchat them. Right
dilly
now.
Dilly.
Dilly dilly. And then we're gonna be getting hit from all sides.
Yeah.
Enterprise level brewing.
It'll just be a sea orgy.
Yep.
Nice.
Unfortunately, they're not gonna get shit from us because we don't have anything.
You can have this microphone.
I'm about to say they'll take the podcasting equipment. I think that's probably it.
Back to Anchor on the phone.
That's right. It's like, you can take our mics, but you can't take our podcast.
But yeah, so a hazy IPA. We have a pretty decent hazy.
Yeah, so the hot mash. So we made a hazy IPA that I think flavor-wise was great. Mm-hmm. It just needed more alcohol content, which was the problem was we just mashed it too hot, hence the name hot mash. So I think that, and we can redo that one exactly. I couldn't get all the correct hops for it, but I can obviously get that before this competition happened.
Sure.
So the grain bill's the same because I thought that the consistency and everything was good. It's just the hops that for the second firm are going to be different. So it'll be interesting. I'm excited, but I think, I don't know. I think that, I mean, don't get me wrong. We've missed on some beers, certainly, but I think we've made good beers mm-hmm. that I'd want to buy and drink. So I don't know. We're on the right path.
I think so. I think the trick's just to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Be consistent with it. Brew a lot of the same stuff just over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to just tweak in that recipe. So, which we've obviously talked about before this, but yeah, excited to brew, more IPAs. That's pretty much my favorite. So
you should build out a recipe for another IPA. So we have we made an IPA. This was a long time ago. I don't even remember. That may have even been a kit. I don't remember. It's been a long time. It was just a regular IPA.
You're not talking about Muddy Waters?
Not Muddy Waters, because technically Muddy Waters is an APA. The first time we made it, though, it was definitely an IPA. It was without question. The IBU, the hop, was definitely an IPA, which was good. I liked it. But when I made it this second time, it was definitely an APA. But it was specifically... I was trying to do that. That's, you know, tweaking that is pretty...
I didn't know we were that serious. I didn't know we were counting IBUs.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, man.
I don't mess around. You. Yeah, now I throw... So I don't try to build the recipe in a calculator. I don't mm-hmm. try to do that. But, like, once I get, like, what I think will taste good, then I throw it in a calculator.
So the software that you're throwing it into is calculating the IBU for you.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea how... one would, because I don't even know if the IBUs are perfectly accurate mm-hmm. to it, but at least I'll have a general
sure it's pretty close.
Yeah, I got no clue, because I'm sure it's based on, you know, how well you brew it, just like mm-hmm. anything, right? So your ABV, you should generally, you know, you can get a generalization, but depending on how good your brew house is, you mm-hmm. get, you know, better or worse. So yeah, so the IBUs would be higher. The first Muddy Waters was the Citra, that was definitely an IPA, which was good. And then the Hazy IPA, it's actually technically not an IPA, like mm-hmm. in regards to IBU wise, it's its own category, but it's, it has IPA in the name, so I guess it's what it is.
It is what we make it.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
You can make it hoppier. You can make it really hoppy as well, but then I think it's probably, I don't know what the technicality, like if it has to not be hoppier, like it has to smell hoppier, it has to have that part, it has to be, it actually doesn't have to be hazy, a New England style IPA, but I do know it has to be less hoppy, but I don't know at what point like it crosses over the barrier to becoming a IPA. Also not a American pale ale, so that's, I don't know. This is the problem. I don't know enough.
I was just going to say, I'm not even quite clear on what would make a beer an APA versus an IPA.
So. From my understanding, it's the IBUs. So it's being, I think it's 50. I think it's less than 50 IBUs, or it might be 40. I think it's 40 or 50 IBUs. Once you get past that, you get into the IPA. Mm-hmm. And then eventually you hit double IPA and triple IPA.
Sure.
But it's further up, so yeah.
Beautiful. So brewing.
It's the Kentucky Derby tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing anything for that.
No, usually we do, but my wife is in Nashville, so you know, I didn't plan anything because she planned things. She's the planner, and I'm just I'm the hype man. So she has to plan things. I just have to yell about it.
And just. By default, from riding your coattails, she's basically been planning all my events, too.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're brewing tomorrow.
So we're brewing tomorrow.
I couldn't even tell you a horse. I don't even know a horse, like any of the horses that are in the
competition. Any of the horses? In the race. I saw the list of them yesterday. I don't remember, though, because one of the horses that was supposed to be a favorite is not going to be in the race.
Audible.
That was last year.
Is that dog food and glue now? Is that what they do with the race horses?
Not those horses.
Unless they break a leg.
I don't know. I guess if they can still bone, I guess there's still value there.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Where you go? Wait. Is that a bull, a girl, or a dude?
No idea. Oh. In fact, I'm not even sure if they're all boys, all girls, or mixed.
I don't know either.
That's how much I know about the Kentucky Derby, yeah. Even though I've watched it for the past like 7 years. Yeah. I know they're 3-year-olds. I know that.
See, I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
They have to be 3?
Maybe. I don't know. I think they, maybe so they can't be. Don't know. Maybe they can't be older than 3. I don't know what it is. I got no idea.
I don't know why they would have an age restriction. Anyway, so no horse racing, no mint juleps.
I mean, I'm probably still going to drink some bourbon.
You know how to make a mint julep?
Yeah, I don't have any mint, though.
Benny's does.
Good.
Are you? This podcast is brought to you by Benny's.
Yeah, no, mint julep's not hard. Simple syrup, mint, and soda and bourbon. It's super easy.
I have mouthwash. You have bourbon.
I guess it's kind of like simple syrup mixed with mint.
Yeah. And there's alcohol in the mouthwash.
Oh, see, a little more, a little extra.
Yeah, just a little something.
Well. Oh, that'd be pretty gross. I don't think you're supposed to drink that stuff.
You're not. You're supposed to spit it out.
Like always?
Mouthwash?
I'm kidding.
I mean, yeah.
Like, yeah, always.
Or not. Up to you.
I don't know. Would it really do that bad for you?
It's just alcohol. That's all it is. And I knew kids in high school that would drink it to get drunk.
And think how often I drink alcohol regularly. Yeah. So, ooh. Yeah. You know,
what would poison control say if we called them and said that we just drank like a cup?
That does bring us to the topic of how early is too early to drink. So you're in the morning when you're brushing your teeth and using your mouthwash. Just
accidentally swallow.
Is that too early?
I mean, what time are you brushing that?
What time do you get up for work?
I mean, it varies by my mood in the day. And whether or not it's raining outside. And
okay, well, you can
let's
get...
Let's call it 6:30.
Okay, so 6:30. Yeah. Is that too early to drink?
Is it too early to swallow my mouthwash?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, no, is not. It too early to have a screwdriver?
That's a little aggressive.
Okay, a mimosa.
Still a little early. 6:30. Bloody Marys are acceptable if you're at the airport at 6:30.
See, this is what I would say is my wife,
dude, you gotta stop.
Cannot get on a plane without having a couple of cocktails. So yeah, if it just so happens that we have an 8 o'clock flight,
yeah.
Oh yeah, she's at the bar at 6 o'clock drinking. Like there's no question about it.
But it's just important. That's an important part of that day to just keep the thing going.
Well, you know, that's otherwise,
no vacation or whatever it is that you're doing on a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's more of like, that's alcohol being used as a tool.
As a medicine.
Yeah. Or a medicine.
Just exactly why it was invented. Yeah.
But just to get up and go and have a Bloody Mary. See, I'll go and have a Bloody Mary at 6:30 a.m. Not because I have a fear of flying, but it's just what I do. Like you get like a pre...
it's like a
little pre-flight ritual. You know, just have a drink of something.
Yeah. Right
before you get on that plane.
I
get you loosey goosey.
I mean, I've certainly gotten up and drank early in the morning. When the World Cup was in South Africa, all the bars were opening up at like 6 o'clock in the morning or 4-5 o'clock in the morning because the USA was playing at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
You cared that much, huh?
I believe that we would win.
We didn't win.
No, we didn't.
No.
Not even close. And now we're not even in the next one.
We beat England, though.
It was a great year.
Yeah, I was in London that year.
Yeah, and then they tried to kill you.
No, so here's what happened.
I went to a bar. I started talking like I was from England.
I did do that. It didn't work. And we went to this bar. And everybody, it's London, so everybody was rooting for England.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like my regular shirt because I had a soccer jersey underneath,
mm-hmm.
and they're begging me not to wear it, mm-hmm. like just my friends, and they're like, "You're gonna start some shit, just don't wear it." Like
all the hooligans, bro. You're trying to fuck with the hooligans.
So we all go to this bar, we get seated at a table, and they know that we're American. Just like they can tell.
They know.
They smell you from a mile away. And then I was just like, well, fuck it. Took off the shirt. There was the soccer jersey. And you know what happened? The bartender gave us red, white, and blue shots.
That's amazing. Yeah. You know that was poison, though, right?
Yeah, one was coming, probably.
Yeah, and one was from the toilet.
Yeah, they were real happy to give it to us. I was happy to drink because you don't say no to alcohol.
No, you don't.
Yeah, especially at a bar where you're wearing the opposite jersey.
It's opposite
in a country
day.
That takes soccer way more seriously than we do.
Oh, you're crazy. We take soccer the most serious here in America. And, that's why we call it soccer instead of football.
Exactly. Yeah, they probably didn't like that I was calling it soccer the entire time.
Hey, you like this soccer game?
Yeah, this soccer match. It's pretty great, right?
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, who's that? Is that Rooney? Rooney's losing. Bitch.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you were all about.
You know what, let me buy you a drink.
You were all about Donovan.
Good old Landon Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't tell you what he's doing today. I just know
he's
not
a commentator.
Anymore. So he's doing all right for himself.
Yeah, he's doing right. He's doing just fine.
About Hope Solo.
Hope Solo? Oh yeah. Women's American team.
Yeah, I know that's women's. Yeah, I totally know that's women's.
The women Alex won Morgan. Though, right? Didn't the women win?
I think they did.
It's It's so sad that we don't know though. If America won the World Cup, America's men's team mm-hmm. won the World Cup, we would without question know that fact. But we are unsure if the women American won the World Cup.
True. Who won the WNBA finals last year?
No idea. I couldn't.
Did they call it the finals?
I probably.
See, I don't even know what they call it.
I probably couldn't name. I probably couldn't name four teams in the WNBA. And that's not to say anything about the women athletes, because Serena Williams is amazing. Like mm-hmm. I think most people would know, who she is. But I also think I don't know. How would she be? Like, how would she, like, match up against a man? I don't know. I don't know. I assume that she'd just whoop everybody's ass. But
I think she does.
Well, she does for the women, right? Yeah. But I'm wondering, like, if she played Nadal, like, what's that look like? They should fucking do that. But then they make that was a thing like in the 70s or whatever.
Oh, where they tried to make try to make co-ed.
Because Billy,
at least in tennis,
Billie
right?
Jean was it was in tennis.
That's a Michael Jackson song.
Yeah, not Billie Jean. What the fuck's her name? They made a movie about this and the girl from, oh god, this is horrible. Michael Scott's in it. It's not Michael Scott, but he's the actor that plays Michael Scott in
Steve
The Office.
Carell.
There it is.
There
he is the man that plays. She's in Superbad, and she's in Birdman, and she was in La La Land, and she's a very famous actress. And it's not I think she's attractive. I cannot think of her name. Red
hair.
Jules. She's Jules.
She's from Arizona, actually. I forget her name.
Wow, that's bad. I mean, she, like, I think she won
Emma
an Oscar. Emma Stone.
Is it Emma Stone?
Yep. So they were in a movie because in, I think it was in the 70s or 80s, there actually was a man versus woman tennis match. This was a whole thing. Like, it was a, and the movie's called Battle of the Sexes, which was, you know, whatever as a movie. But I would like to see Serena Williams versus, like, Nadal. I would go see that tennis match, and I'm not a tennis watcher.
I think it would work for tennis. I think it could work for like sports like golf, tennis, volleyball, possibly. But when you get to like basketball or, you know, hockey or anything that's like remotely physical, I think that's where it gets dicey.
Remotely physical. That's an
like
interesting way to put
physical
it.
As in like pushing and shoving, and like hockey, there's checking. You know, basketball, there's obviously shoving.
Mm-hmm.
There's just obvious advantages for men in most sports if you're competing against women. And that's not taking anything away from
because any
from
professional
female
athlete could probably beat me in
any
sport. Any sport. Not the
but,
sport that they're great at. Any sport. Just pick any sport and they would just destroy me.
Sure.
But that so going back to they wanted to get paid the same, I remember this. They wanted to be paid the same as the men. But the problem becomes is if you're not pulling in the fans, because that's where the dollars come in. It's the attention is where the dollars come in. And why is the NBA, like, now they pay their players ungodly amount of money now? Because they have all the TV deals because everybody wants to fucking watch basketball.
Sponsorships on their shirt now.
Oh, yeah. The Wish in the LA. I don't
There's
even know what the
literally no
goals
difference
are.
Between NASCAR and basketball. To have all your sponsors right there on your sleeve.
Maybe. I guess.
There's
a lot of other differences though. There's no cars in basketball.
I don't know. Pretty sure I saw somebody try to dunk over a Kia.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Blake Griffin.
Yeah, Blake Griffin did that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else you got?
Oh no. I they don't wear helmets.
Somebody wear that face mask though.
Actually, James Harden may be wearing one.
Really?
Tonight or the next day. So I didn't see this, but I watch SportsCenter enough that I, you know, hear all the basketball news. And he, like, got his face raked by Draymond Green on a play and, like, bruised both of his eyes.
Interesting.
And, like, you could see his eyes were, like, all bloodshot and gross looking. And then, yeah, but they were talking about he may wear something on his face.
Well, as long as they win. I want good things to happen to Mr. James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't give a fuck about basketball, but, you know, got to root for the ASU alum.
Absolutely. ASU alum. I feel like there was somebody else that just won something.
Phil Mickelson?
Was there a ASU player on the Patriots?
Oh, I think you're talking about the draft.
Oh, well, yeah. Nikhil Harry, he got drafted by the Patriots in the first round, which is cool. But I feel like maybe it was when the Broncos one, and Brock Osweiler was on the team. So technically he has a Super Bowl ring.
Wait, he was on the Patriots?
No. I'm talking about the Broncos when Peyton Manning won. Yeah.
There's that.
He technically is a Super Bowl winner, and he is ASU alum. Yeah. He didn't play in the Super Bowl, but he did help. He actually played multiple games that season.
The year after that, he got paid.
He got paid, and then didn't show up. Flopped. But that's okay, because you got paid.
Did you know he's got a tattoo on his arm that says "Live life till it's full"? Like "it's" with like an apostrophe S.
So it is.
Like, live life till it is fullest.
It is fullest.
Yep.
Well, not everybody's a great speller. Yeah. I know for myself. Anytime I have something that I think is going to be more permanent, not a tattoo, but like if I'm writing an article or if I'm writing an email even, and it's getting sent to like somebody important, I like read it.
Oh yeah, I do too.
12 times.
it's a little much, but I do read. I do go through it, then do the spell check.
Yep, absolutely. Oh man.
And then if I miss something after I send it, I beat myself up over it.
Oh yeah. Like, if you do that,
like a dumb fuck. Yeah. There. Speaking of which, what would you do? Do we decide if you're the grammar Nazi and you correct, or do you just let it slide?
No, I let it slide because I'm not great at it. I do think that there is certain times where you should be correcting people and helping people, mm-hmm. but not being the, like, you know, douche that is like somebody has this long like thought out paragraph about some. Like thing, some issue mm-hmm. they really care about, and then their comment is only star there spelled correctly, and you're like that guy.
See, I totally do that to my dad, like in a group text with my mom and my brother.
If you're doing it facetiously, that's different. But people that like do that shit and like that's how they show their intelligence, mm-hmm. I guess. Oh my god. It's like the worst thing ever.
I've been on a couple of dates with a girl. This was like, I think, still in Arizona, where
Arizona girls are smart. Like
something I can't remember what the situation was, but I text something and it was like a typo. Clearly had like the wrong use of there or something, mm-hmm. something to that effect. And all she did was just like correct.
Yep.
And it happened like 5 or 6 times. And I'm just like, you know what? You're not even trying to be funny. Like, you're not, like, it's not so facetious at all.
Actually, what's interesting is when I was probably in college at this point in time, maybe after college, there was a girl that did this to me. It wasn't a girlfriend. It was just a girl that I had talked to did this to me. And it got me to the point where I used them correctly, or I majority of the time used them correctly. I don't know. I think it also depends on the relationship with the person that's correcting you. I think that adds to it, because if you're trying to help and not just trying to be an asshole and show how smart you are, I think that the intention matters a lot. Just like everything, I think intention matters like a whole bunch.
For sure.
But I'm not one to be a grammar Nazi, mostly because I can't be, because I'm really bad. But my grammar's gotten much better. But no, that is not my strong suit. Coloring in the lines and sometimes not in the lines is my strong suit.
Coloring is your strong suit. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I try not to be, generally I'm not, but I was like good in grammar, like in school. It was like one of the things, like I was fucking terrible at math. So, you know, if you're not great at math, usually you're good at the other, like, you know, your reading comprehension and spelling.
I can barely read.
And, how are you at math?
I'm great at math.
Yeah, see, case in point. So, I beat myself up over, like, things that I misspell, or, like, if I just miss something, mm-hmm. I'll beat myself up over it. And I'm even open to some, like, criticism from, like, the receiver of whatever it is that I uh-huh. sent, if their intent's good. But,
don't
like
be
you know my you know what I was trying to say.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah. Who cares if I use the wrong there?
So
or the wrong your.
Especially if it's like quick communication back and forth.
Yeah. if it was like clearly it could have been the phone that did it.
Yeah, for me, that's the come on. Like, you knew what I was saying. Yeah. Like, let's not be that confused. Also, if you can't read context clues, okay, maybe you're just a fucking idiot. Maybe I shouldn't be talking to you.
Speaking of text, when you text, do you spell out all the words, or do you still substitute like the letter U for U?
I would never do that.
See,
in the history of time, that to me is a. I think, and not so. Don't want to be a grammar Nazi, but I also think we need to not be fucking lazy. Like, we need to, deteriorate the English language more than we already have. Right. So let's, when it's you, right, fucking Y-O-U. Yeah. When it's two and it's not the number two, write T-O or T-O-O.
I feel like it certainly made more sense when it was like T-9. And if you're listening and you're not, and you're younger than like 28, you probably don't know what T9 texting is, but it was just the keypad where you had to push like the number 5 three times to get a certain letter.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe it made sense there.
That's how I use my Pixel.
God. Yeah.
Could but you I imagine that?
I remember in high school, I submitted a paper where I did substitute, like I had like a handful of like the letter U's for, you know, for you. And my teacher made me feel like shit for it. And I was like, never yet.
That's her job, though.
Basically from 15 on, I've been spelling everything
out. You should write a letter to that teacher thanking her or him.
Yeah. Thanks, Miss Brown.
Miss Brown?
Yep.
Thank you. I'm thanking you. You've made Jimmy a better human being.
Yep. You also helped me barely pass high school, so.
Well, not everybody's good at everything.
Yeah. Wasn't good at trying.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. I'm a different person now. I'm a college graduate.
Yeah?
Yeah. Had no business going there either.
I always question how somebody could go to college and not do well.
Wait, what?
Because I don't think that it's that hard. Like, to pass. I'm not saying, like,
get sure,
straight
yeah.
A's,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
get
yeah.
4.0. You know, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, like, I don't know. People, like, teachers, like, high school teachers, they make it seem like, oh, once you go to college, like, this is going to be, like, no, this is it. Like, this is the big time. And I never felt that way. I think if you went to grad school, B school, med school, I think then it becomes probably a lot more stringent. And maybe it was just the major I was in that I just didn't. It just didn't have that. Like, at no point I was so stressed about, like, any project or fucking homework or that never happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, I agree with you. In college, you had to try to fail. Like, or something else had to become, like, a priority.
Yeah, you had
Whereas,
to just...
like, if you came up to me and were like, yo, I'm working full-time, working 60 hours, and, oh, maybe you probably shouldn't be in school.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should pick one or the other. If you can't afford it, no.
Do part-time school.
Yeah.
If you still want to get that education.
But what's the point in paying 20 grand a year and then not going to classes because, you know,
that's
you got
to
work.
That's why I had to graduate in 4 years, because I couldn't afford a fifth year.
Oh, I was still in a position where I had to work through school. I mean, my parents helped.
I worked, but, and I have a shit ton of loans.
But also, it didn't get to the point for you where you had to choose work or school.
Yeah.
You somehow made both work.
Yeah, and I, especially my junior and senior, or my third and fourth year, I worked easy 40 hours.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The Crab Shack?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, and I drank a good 40 hours a week, too.
I drank when I was there. You made sure I wasn't thirsty.
No.
Appreciate you.
Full Schwift.
Man, we went on a lot of tangents.
Yeah, we did. What time is it?
It's 8:16.
Okay.
What do you say we wrap this up?
Sure, sounds all good.
Right. Well, I don't know how to send people off on this podcast.
Call the sign off. Yeah, that's it.
I don't
just
know if I
want fade to black.
Yeah.
Just like Soprano style.
You didn't salute, so I don't know if we didn't want to do that. All right. Yep. There it is. Hasta la bye bye.
Salute your shorts.
We'll work on it. Toodles. Did I think my camera died.
Sounds a lot like a you problem.
Sounds a lot like
a viewer problem. Here comes the sun.